Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we glorify your name, especially during this first week of Advent. Let us come to worship you and also draw closer to you. Let us be more docile to your grace so that you may lead us where you want us to be a year from today as we seek to live the gospel through these challenging times that we are living. And we ask this through Christ. Well, we are here on this first week of Ordinary Time. We're already up to Thursday, if you really think this week has gone pretty fast, pretty quickly. And we have one of the most powerful readings that I really love to talk about this reading in today's gospel. It's from the 7th chapter of Matthew and actually has two parts. It's one of those situations where it's missing a few verses. And I suppose if we go to the actual verses that it's missing, we can look at that even more closely. But it's Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father. And then it skips down to the story of the two houses. I'll get to that in a minute. But let's go back to the Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. It's important for us to understand something really powerful when we're talking about our relationship with God. And it's this. A lot of times we can get lost in a bad understanding of what it is we're called to do. Really, the Lord calls us to do two things. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. More easily said than done, but those are the things that the Lord calls us to do. Well, if you think about that, that may put us in a whole different category than those people who claim to be doing good. And this is exactly what Jesus used to deal with the Pharisees. Claim to be doing good, and they may, on a secular level, on a community level, maybe doing good things, but in fact, they're not doing what they're actually called to do, was to love God and love neighbor. So they appear to be doing good, and this is exactly what it was with the Pharisees. They appeared to be doing good, but what they were actually doing is they were following a set of rules that really helped them to appear to be doing good, even within their own mind. They thought they were doing good, but they weren't actually doing what the Lord called them to do. And what Jesus is saying is what we're called to do is be obedient to the Father. Classic example of where you can see this is from the 25th chapter of Matthew. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink, etc., etc., etc. Well, let's take that to the side. Many of the people who did not give food or drink may have done a lot of things correctly, may have done a lot of morally good things, but they didn't ultimately do what the Lord asked them to do. And that comes right back to that. So ultimately, what we're called to do is we're called to live the gospel. We're called to live in obedience to the Father. We're called to, as St. Maximilian Kolbe said, to unite our will to God's will. So, in fact, what St. Maximilian Kolbe taught was that when we match our will with God's will, it is then we are on the road to sainthood. But if we do that, we are going to find ourselves at odds with people who believe a different standard of right and wrong that is not connected to God's will. There are several cases of saints. Several of the saints went through heresy trials or were accused of being heretics. St. John of the Cross was in prison for 9 months. That's where he wrote his Dark Night of the Soul. Of course, we know the story of Joan of Arc, who was executed, burnt at the stake for being a heretic. We know the great story of St. Francis, who was taken to court by his father. He actually was not doing the right thing because he was giving away all his father's goods without his father's permission to the poor. But we see that story. And in fact, if you really know the radical story about St. Francis of Assisi, his father said that he wanted St. Francis to give him back everything. And his son said, okay, fine. And he took off all his clothes and walked out of the court. And it was really a rejection of his father, which naturally no saint would encourage. And I'm sure St. Francis many years later probably said that that was a mistake. But we put all of that together and we understand that if you were going to do the will of the father, you are going to find yourself walking a different path than those who believe a certain standard of right and wrong. And so that's important to understand that. And so we see those powerful words. The reading then goes into one of my favorite readings from the Gospels. And again, it's the story of the two houses, the one built on sand and the one built on rock, and where Jesus says that if you listen to his words and you put them into practice, it is like the wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse because it had been solidly set on rock. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. And we welcome you to our program. As always, you're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our program. We hope you are enjoy what you hear here, especially if you're brand new. And for those of you who are returning on a regular basis, thank you. And please let people know what you heard. And please share this message and share the link and everything with others. Let them know the powerful message or the way this message has touched you, this radio show has touched you, and pass the word so that more people will be listening. We're going to be right back right after this. In the Catholic Church, December 8th is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. This is the patronal feast of the United States. As you know, the purpose of this program is to help listeners grow in holiness and closer to Christ. Please, therefore, consider a rosary novena in preparation for our patronal feast. The intention of these 9 days is that we may grow holier and we may grow a holier family, parish, and church. We want to become signs of Christ's love in all we do. Therefore, starting on November 30th, please begin a rosary novena. Also consider some self-denial as well during these days, such as do not use social media, or even fast from desserts, or some other decision. If possible, pray your rosary in the church in front of the tabernacle or in front of a live-streamed Eucharistic adoration online at home. Let us pray that we may grow in holiness as we prepare for the patronal feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can check out the archives of the show. You can send us feedback. And, you know, if you send us feedback, even say, I was listening the other day, you know, appreciate or didn't appreciate what you said, whatever. If you want to send us feedback, that lets us know and enables us to pass on to those people who want to know how the radio show is doing, that people are listening, and this is their response. If you'd like to support the show financially, you can do that. CatholicAudioMedia.com/donate. Give you all the information there. And also, please pray that the most important support you can do for this program is if you keep us in your prayer. So please consider doing that. Anyway, that's all at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about this reading. So I told you, I read that part where the wise man builds the house on rock. Now, on the other side, everyone, Jesus says, who listens to his words and does not act them is like the fool who built his house on sand. Now, something to think about in that passage. The wise man builds his house on rock. His house is not going to be as big as the fool's house because the fool is building his house on sand and he doesn't have to spend enough money, as much money on the foundation. If he's built his house on sand, he's not worried about the foundation. And whereas the wise man is building it on rock, so he has to work through that rock foundation. So the foolish man is able to build a bigger house. and build a more showy house and build a house that lets people be just gaga over the house. He can make it more showy, bigger, and everything else because he's not spending the money on the foundation. So his house is going to look more, he's going to look more successful with his house, even though, as Jesus says, in reality, he's a fool. And he's going to fail miserably. Why? Because when things go wrong, when there are storms and when the winds come and everything else, and of course what that means is when things go wrong and he's rested everything on his laurels that are reflected in his house, everything's going to collapse. There's a psalm that talks about this. And to tell you the truth, it's off the top of my head, so I can't remember the psalm, where the psalmist is jealous of the people who are doing so well. Even though they reject God, they're doing so well. He says, and then I blinked and looked and they were gone. They were just basically gone. And the reason is because they put all their trust in their own efforts. One of the lines you can find in the gospel, not in the gospel, in the Old Testament, is woe to those who are wise in their own estimation. These are the same people that would draw on their own strength. They don't care about God. They'll build their own world. They'll build their own thing. And ultimately, they will be successful for a time, and then everything collapses. One of the things I always remind people about that reading is Jesus makes it very clear. You can live a very successful life. You can live a life that looks great and wonderful and everything else for it and have no connection to him whatsoever for a time. But then when everything goes wrong and you have no foundation because you rejected God, you get lost. And that's really what Jesus is saying. So this is one of my favorite passages. I talk about it a lot. We're called to trust in the Lord. And so we're not going to look as successful. We're not going to look as strong. We're not going to look as worldly as, well, obviously, as everyone else, because we are rooting our foundation in Christ. And taking the example of the house, we're building our house on a stronger foundation, which means we're going to have less resources for the big showy thing. Because in the spiritual sense, we're humble before the Lord, and so we're focused on humility. Whereas the person who rejects the Lord has got plenty of resources, if we take that house idea of not having a foundation, plenty of resources to just show off who he or she is, and in the long run, it doesn't do them any good. If what you heard today on our program touched your heart, we encourage you to share today's podcast with friends and family so that they can be enlightened as well. Please spread the word of what you heard here. Let people know where they can find it at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget our other program, which is on 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL. Have yourself a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.